You know why kids wear their trousers slung low with no belt? It's because they're dicks. I'll never forget what my granddad said to me. I shit in a bag, please kill me. I'll tell you why there's no women's boxing. The weigh-in. The fight would happen then and there. Flavoured condoms. Has anyone in here had any dealings with flavoured condoms? A few of you. The girl from Dundee's thinking, I thought that was one of my five a day. Another banana, lovely. My point on flavoured condoms is they are a waste of money. Okay? Turns out my girlfriend doesn't have a sense of taste in her front bottom. Or back cunt. Which is just as well if you think about it. Well, don't think about it. My partner recently lost 11 stone. Well, I say that. I left her. Per square inch of head, people with red hair have 750 fewer friends than normal people. A lot, isn't it? Are there any redheads in? Yeah. I think I'm all right if I look away. Good manners are disappearing. When I was a lad, it was considered polite to tap a lady on the head before ejaculating. I know. A lot of people say women get more attractive after a couple of drinks, but I think they lose a lot of their charm vomiting and pissing in the street. Welcome to Glasgow. I attempted suicide once, came pretty close, killed the guy standing next to me. It's all right, it was a goth, it's what he would have wanted. I met a fat vegetarian. I thought, well done. All that on salad, you go, girl. Whenever I'm cooking, I always make sure there are vegetarian options. They can make do, or they can fuck off. Flooding. Flooding's pretty bad. I saw a woman on the news in her flooded front room, crying. I thought, crying's not helping. If anything, you're making matters worse, love. Do you ever do this, Glasgow? Do you ever get asked to do the washing up and you do it really badly on purpose so you never get asked again? Do you do that? Yeah. My girlfriend does that with blowjobs. Seriously, her blowjobs suck. And it's not just me, a lot of my friends have commented. On average, in the Northern Hemisphere, January is the coldest month of the year. But if you were in Australia, you'd be surrounded by cunts. Any Australians in? Yeah. Welcome back. The best way to impress a woman is to compliment her. As in, Cor, you're a fast runner, you nearly got away. We all know that no means no. But what does it mean when they shout, help? Means the gags come loose. They just put speed bumps outside my local school. Wow, I'm pretty sure it's a speed bump. I'm 90% sure it was a speed bump. With a satchel. I make my own vegetables. I've got a hammer. Have you got pets? Who's got pets? Yes? Yeah. I can't have sex if the dog is looking at me. It's those big eyes looking up as if to say, what are you doing? And that's why... I didn't fuck a dog. We made love. I went on holiday recently, and they told me on holiday, yeah, in the hotel, that they had special stuff in the swimming pool that turns the water purple if you pee in the pool. So I didn't pee in the pool. I didn't realise they had stuff for shit. But they clearly did, because they were onto me almost immediately. I told them it was a brown shark. They were having none of it. What? Are you cat people or dog people? What would you say, cat people or dog people? Because to me, it all tastes the fucking same. I tell you what I love, 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 and I bet you all love it too. I love the snooze button. Do you love the snooze button?
Yeah.
Love the snooze, because after 8 hours sleep, I tell you what I need, a nap. Strange but true, isn't it? I wake up in the morning, I'm more tired than when I went to bed the night before. I wake up thinking, I'm exhausted. How tiring is sleep? I need 10 minutes just to take the edge off that. Two things really annoy me. You know when you buy stuff and it comes in that super hard plastic that you cannot get a start on? Do you know the stuff I mean? And you end up chipping a tooth. And then you go and get scissors. You'd never dream of getting the scissors first. You think, I'll try my teeth. Ah. And then the worst thing is when you bought scissors and they've come in that stuff. That annoys me, that, and genocide. Oh. Backseat drivers, they're all the same. Why are we going into the woods? Please let me go. I was in London and I saw a homeless guy with a dog on a piece of string. Classic look for a homeless guy. And I was walking by and the homeless guy said, could you spare some money for food? And my friend said, eat the dog, then we'll talk. Even I thought that is harsh. I'm joking, I didn't. Truth be told, there was no friend there, I said it. I was just checking to see you thought it was funny first. People like to smoke cigarettes after sex, but you can't buy cigarettes until you're 16, so I have to get them for both of us. You think it's wrong I'm buying a 15-year-old girl cigarettes? You think it's wrong I'm fucking her? I'm kidding. Kidding does sound like a verb for child abuse, doesn't it? I'm kidding. Are you joking or touching kids? Whenever my girlfriend says, fucking men, I always think, yeah, that is the alternative. Oh, what, sorry?
Tosser.
Tosser. Right. just tosser. Yeah, you know you're in fucking Glasgow, don't you, where someone pays you £22.50 to tell you to fuck off. Fair enough, fill your boots. Women ask weird questions. Well, the women in my life have always asked weird questions. My girlfriend said to me recently, she said, which of my friends do you think is prettiest? Well, that's what she said. What I heard was, I fancy a fight. I don't know much about women, but I know there is no correct answer to the question, which of my friends do you think is prettiest? There's nothing I can say that she'll go, oh, good. Yeah. And there's going to be trouble, so I thought, well, I might as well be hung for a sheep as a lamb. So when she asked, which of my friends do you think is prettiest, I said, well, Karen is pretty, but Susan does that thing with her tongue. Is it wrong, Glasgow? You be the judge. Is it wrong to call the disabled seating area of a theatre the cabbage patch? Is that wrong? Double amputees, you got to hand it to them. But they will drop it. If I lost both my arms, I'd probably just shrug it off. And again, I was doing a gig on this tour, I was telling that joke, and there was a guy sitting where you're sitting, right down the front there, missing both his arms. And he laughed at that joke, but then at the end I noticed he wasn't applauding. OK, I've got a question for the men of Glasgow, OK? You're representing the men of Britain this evening, OK? Got a question for you, gentlemen. Has any man in this room ever used the phrase, making love? No, why? No, of course fucking not. Purely the preserve of the ladies. Ladies love that phrase, making love. Making love. Making love. But you know why it's called making love? It's because we're going to make you do it, love. Thanks very much.
Fucking right.
No, it's been a pleasure talking to you this evening, Glasgow. Firstly, thank you so much for coming out to see the show. I really do appreciate it. Well, thanks so much. I mean, it's been lovely. Couple of quick things just before I go. If you've never seen a Punch and Judy show, I don't want to spoil it for you, but the man behind the curtain is a paedophile. A lot of people don't think paedophiles should be allowed to live anywhere near schools, but it does reduce their carbon footprint. Final thing, if you're scared of paedophiles, grow up. People of restricted height. Some of them don't mind being called midgets, but they hate being called dwarves. Some of them, fine with dwarf, hate being called a midget. So what are you going to do? What I do is I call them all Oompa Loompas. None of the little fuckers like that, do they? Are there any midgets in? I mean, I haven't seen any, but then that's part of their charm. They could be. I don't look down on dwarves. That's probably gone over their heads. How could I stoop so low? Life's too short. And just because you're a midget doesn't make you any less of a person. Truth be told, I fucking love dwarves. But I never tell them that I love them because I don't want them to get big-headed. It's all right to make those kind of jokes in comedy because no one really minds. Because, like, occasionally someone will go, oh, yeah, comedy, it's the new rock and roll. It fucking isn't. I'll tell you how you can tell comedy isn't rock and roll. There's no comedy groupies. There's groupies in rock and roll. There's no groupies in comedy. What girl is so into comedy she's going to come backstage and suck me off? Huh. Well, it might be a premature end to the show. Have her washed and brought to my room. I'm joking. Don't wash her. Seriously, now, what girl's so into stand-up she's going to come backstage and suck me off just so she can go, that tastes funny. My girlfriend has fallen asleep during sex before. That is embarrassing. That is awkward. But not as awkward as the time she woke up during it. Hello, love. You're up early? Yeah, I was just getting on with a little bit of sex. I'll make you a cup of tea when I'm finished. That'll help get rid of the taste. My girlfriend said she wanted me to tease her. I said, all right, fatty.